This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And that it is live tonight. This is Lock and Load. It's Tuesday, so that means that I need to spend a little cathartic time with my friend who he writes at Slowfax WordPress blog. He writes at ClashPaley.com. He's a featured writer at Amoland.com. He's part of the ensemble cast at the Polite Society podcast, and he does self-defense gun stories, and that is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
It's a pleasure to be with you again, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what's on your mind today? We're talking self-defense stories. Do you want to talk about any topic today, or what's on the slate?
Let's do both. Okay. It was amazing to me to hear national reciprocity is in the House Rules Committee. So non-voting representative from Washington, D.C., Eleanor Holmes. Yeah. Yeah. Did you already talk about that?
I have not, but I go ahead.
It's going to be funny. It is priceless. She is a gift that keeps on giving. She goes, well, you're imposing concealed carry on other people when they didn't provide background on those people. I think we should, rescind all the rules on concealed carry here in the Capitol. And I don't know about you, but, about 16 million gun owners just said, well, heck yeah. I would love to see if she got what she asked for, but I suspect there are a bunch of rhinos that would say no. Go ahead.
Which rules was she talking about rescinding? The ones where they now basically shall issue, or?
No, she wasn't talking about the city. She was talking about the rules governing the Capitol itself, federal buildings in D.C., they're gun-free zones.
Right.
And she's saying, oh, if you think concealed carry is so great and you don't mind having other people, let's have them right here in this building. And I went, oh, yeah, that'll work. Let's get up in the gallery. I'll carry along with the rest of them.
Sure enough.
Yeah. There are many states that allow concealed carry right in their Capitol, right in their the rooms where legislative bodies are. Because unless you're all going through a magnetometer and a pat-down, it's a joke.
Right.
They're gun-free zones by label, not by fact.
Yeah, and it's all based upon the goodwill of the people walking through the doors, right? The ones going
exactly
through the turnstiles. So if somebody has ill will, they may ignore that.
Yeah, protected by a piece of thin plastic sign. Yeah, no.
You can't even get a paper cut off of that, Rob. You can't get a paper cut off of a plastic sign.
See, it's extremely soft. The Nerf signs for our retire. Speaking of which, since we're making fun of them, mm-hmm. Did you see where there is a congressional pharmacy and somebody finally thought to ask the pharmacist, do you hand out medicines for Viagra? And the guy goes, or not Viagra, Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And the guy goes, yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you. But yes, I do. And I went, well, dang, we should have expected it.
With all the geriatrics we got up there, yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Doesn't it seem odd that for something like the military, they really prefer you young because
right,
you're not wrecked yet. You can run up and down the range and everything. And you have to be nimble. But then when you get into policy making, you do not have to have any degree of provable mental acuity. When they were marking up national reciprocity,
yes,
Sheila Jackson Lee got out there and said, if there's a gun involved in a domestic dispute, there's a 500% chance of a homicide.
Oh, thank you, dear.
And, she, But she said it twice, too. That it wasn't a mistake the first time, so.
Yeah, and Guam is going to tip over, too. Yeah,
Hank Johnson, I mean, I swear.
The
people that elect them, what do their districts look like?
Their vote. I think they're very partisan, meaning that's my person up there in Congress. And you go, do you ever bother to listen? And yeah, it's really, it is shocking. Well, okay. I tell you what, let's do a gun story because they're fast, they're easy, they're locale.
Sure.
and then we can make fun of our legislators again after the break. 4 minutes. You ready to do a speed read here?
Speed read, go.
Okay. Look, these are stories directly from the news. These are your stories. I'm sorry you didn't get to hear them. That's why it's so great that Bill lets us talk about them. You're a 62-year-old man. You live in Baltimore. Come on. You know, that's every man's district. You're at home in your apartment, 9 in the evening. You hear a crash from the front door. A strange man breaks through it. Well, he doesn't have a gun. Great, he has a knife. He demands your money and your wallet. You say, oh, I don't want any trouble. Here, it's right over here. And as you reach into your bedroom drawer, you pick up your firearm. You shoot your attacker once. Now the intruder runs. You call police. Classic. What? We're going to make everybody give up knives and only have dull spoons? There are knives in prison. So the idea that we're going to get rid of the weapon, even in Baltimore, is a fallacy. Thank goodness this man was armed. 62 years old. I don't want to go hand-to-hand with anybody. Now, there may be an exception, but that certainly is the way to bet, Bill. After your heart attack, you got back into martial arts, didn't you?
To the degree I can. I'm still a little... I'm a little apprehensive about going to the part that I need to go to, which is actual swapping of contact here and there. Because
right. You're afraid somebody's going to smack you in the sternum and you're going to hear a crack. Ah, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, especially around the chest area.
Yeah. And what's crazy is, okay, let's go back to our gun story. Here you've got a guy, I mean, under 21 feet, unless you are very good and very deliberate, you are going to be cut. So you have to get on this and a big... Watch this. Here, the gun owner has to present his firearm. He needs to disable his attacker, not just shoot him,
right,
but stop him before the attacker can get to him. And the guy steps away from you in an apartment. Wow. This is what you and I call a psychological stop, meaning he didn't disable the attacker and drop him. The attacker ran. Oh, right. That means the attacker could have run at me had he chosen.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ouch. Frightening when you consider that it was the attacker's choice to end the attack, not the victim, even though the victim was armed. Wow.
That's the thing about self-defense, though, isn't it? It's all based on, it's not going to be convenient, and you've got to be ready to go 100% all the way, and that means lethal force.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you don't know what the attacker is going to opt to do.
Well, and the crazy thing is, a lot of people would say, oh, it was only a gun, or it was only a knife that you faced. I'm sorry. No. Let's face it. Actually, just look at the statistics. Knives kill more of us than guns do. Yikes.
Yikes. You can find the stuff that Rob Morse does at Slow Facts WordPress blog, at Ammo Land, at Clash Daily. You can hear him on the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, which comes out how many times a week, Rob? Two?
Just one right now.
Just one? Well, that's one time a week. And also as part of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast. And right here on Tuesdays. We open up every Tuesday. Good Lord willing, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. This
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse tonight, as we do every Tuesday night. You know where he comes from. I'll give you the info when we get ready to go back out. But let's get back into the articulation, shall we? Do you have another story you want to tell, or is there a topic you want to take up?
Let's do what we just did. Let's jump into a gun story, and then let's talk about senators and why they seem to be so slow to take up this cause of concealed carry.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. This time, we're in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Hey.
Yeah, ride the road.
Yes, sir. 29 years old. You're helping your mom pack her things. She's moving, and your uncle doesn't like it. He lives 30 miles away. He shows up, and he's threatening your mom. The argument escalates. Now he's threatening her with a knife. Your mom pushes your uncle away, her brother, and he cuts her. You step between your mom and your uncle. Now your uncle stabs you. You draw your gun. He moves forward rather to try to get to your mom around you. You have to shoot a family member. Now he steps back. So do you. So does the rest of your family. You call police and EMTs. The EMTs have to take both of you to the hospital. Bill, it just turned out last week was a great week for knives. Okay, good point here. You're armed. That doesn't mean you won't be hurt.
Right.
Firearms are distance tools. You know, if now, maybe think of this. If this was somebody attacking your mom in a parking lot, you wouldn't have interposed between the two. You would have just shot him from 50 feet, you know, 20, 50 feet away. But this was your uncle, and you somehow saw the threat, but thought he didn't mean you. This is why it's so hard, unless you think about it ahead of interfamilial violence is just really, really hard. We think we know what we'll do. Probably it's going to be a lot harder than we imagine. That, I mean, you and I have never seen it. Maybe we all have a drunk uncle and we go, okay, that's Crazy Uncle Joe. We have to, but he never hurts anybody. You know, if Crazy Uncle Joe starts waving knives around, no. That's a line you don't want to cross. He's threatening people with physical harm. The other issue, and this is where if someone, this is one of those, I'll get a gun and have it when I need it, is presentation. Bill, I've seen you out on the range. Sometimes, you know, it's easy to shoot a target at 7 yards.
Right.
How about 7 inches?
It's doable. It takes a whole lot more presence of mind because
it should be trivial.
Tight. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not because let's face it, mom's behind you. You have to grab your gun, get it between you and your uncle without handing it to him, and also keep important pieces of you out of the way. In fact, you're probably pushing your uncle away while you shoot. Wow. But it's absolutely doable. Please don't. What's the joke? Don't try this at home? No, do practice this at home, not with a live gun. Go get some training, then practice. There's something called dry practice. Bill, I know you do it. You talk about it.
Yes.
And anybody can take a gun and shoot at a square range, but that's not how the world comes. The world has all these intricacies. Oh, I have to get my gun out from under my clothes. Oh, mom is right behind me. I don't have room to move. I'd like to retreat. You don't get what you want. You're in the fight. And now you have this make-do situation where you'd like to use this distance tool, and you're up close and personal. Wow. Wow. Talk to me. How does this strike you, Bill?
Well, I mean, the thing about being close, that's where most of these walking around encounters are going to happen. They're going to be on you. So
at least to start, yeah.
Yes. And with me, the way I have trained to do it is to try to put my weak side toward them.
Yep.
Because my gun is on the strong side, and to get to take up the space where their face is going, that's going to distract them a little bit. I don't need for them to let me go. And then when that happens, I'm going to be drawing and just, you know, sticking it to them, and then I start pulling the trigger. So my weak hand is high,
yep,
and my gun hand is low going down.
Yeah.
But if that makes any sense.
It's a choreographed dance that you'd hate to have to invent when you needed it.
Yes, it's
if you own a gun. Right. If you own a gun, you've seen Bill's videos. It's doable. Go learn it. Go practice it. Go train it. Take a class. And yet, here's a guy who probably didn't have training and literally saved his mom, probably saved her life, saved other people, because if it wasn't him, then who's going to go grab Uncle? A lot of people are going to get cut.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes you save a life by taking a life. That's unfortunate. The other thing to consider about a gun being in close is that there's a martial art technique called a ridge hand. A ridge hand. And that's where you're, instead of it being the classic karate shuto chop, where you're using the outer edge of your hand, you're tucking your thumb in, and you're hitting with the ridge of your hand. Now, with the gun in your hand, the technique remains the same, but then the striking apparatus becomes the tops of your slide. And that's going to impact a lot harder than if your hand does it. And you should, in very close quarters, you should think of your pistol as a striking device, if necessary. You don't want to strike. I mean, after you strike one time, though, that jig is up. And if you try it again, you may very well lose your gun if the guy's still upright and everything else. After you strike, though, you should be going to, at that point, if you haven't started shooting them, you better be ready to start shooting them.
Right. It's and with the holidays, with alcohol, with people who don't see each other, it's what did we learn at church? What did we learn about schools? It's the human condition. We bring problems with us. We need to be able to defend ourselves, resolve the issue, get, you know, we will be the first responders all the time, every place we go. There is no safe space. That's really sad news. And now we're depending on you and I to keep our family and friends safe.
Yeah, safe spaces are a snowflake construct.
Exactly.
You can find Mr. Morse. You can find the stuff that he's talking about, like these self-defense gun stories at the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. He's on the Polite Society podcast. He writes at amaland.com. He writes at clashdaily.com. And his own blog, where everything originates from, Slopax WordPress blog. And he shows up here Tuesday nights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Lock and Load. Talking tonight to Rob Morse. Have you noticed that our conversations, which used to have gotten sort of unstructured and sort of catch as catch can? I sort of dig that.
Bill, you and I could flip a coin and go in a dozen directions, and we'd look up in an hour and be gone.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it probably like 2 senators trying to decide who's going to give them the biggest amount of kickbacks and therefore which bills they should fund.
If we're going to talk about politicians, the thing that strikes me most about politicians is what they don't get given this last election. They are failing, and you know, just based upon what little I do know about the ones I know personally,
right?
They seem like intelligent, articulate people with, and you would think there would just be a degree of human intuition about them. And apparently I'm just as wrong as the day is long. So,
well, we're asking them to change a political paradigm. Look, it's been big tax, big spend, big earmarks, big kickbacks. That's the working nature of D.C. And an election said, hey, we don't want any more of that. And they're kind of going, well, what do I do if you don't want more of that? I mean, they don't know what to do, Bill. They're deer in the headlights. What, you change the rules?
Well, actually, you know, in order to go with their constitutional mandate, they don't have to do that much anyway. They spend an awful lot of time up there not really doing anything. I find it interesting that all of the low-lying fruit, until we've gotten to tax reform, that they've been unable to do anything except confirm some judges, which was good. Nothing passed, no legislation of any note. Couldn't repeal Obamacare, even though they did it 8 times prior.
Couldn't close the border.
And all of these other things. And they're supposed to, the Senate is supposed to be the upper chamber.
Right.
And they obviously have no capability of moving anything, of getting anything done.
Well, here's what I think we misunderstand. We didn't get legislative leaders into executive positions. We got people who could generate the largest kickbacks, which could then be given to campaign contributions, donated to campaigns, and therefore they guaranteed the greatest election percentages of the people who voted for them. They were playing the game of politics, or do we really want to call it the business of partisan politics, rather than doing the people's work and getting done what you and I think we need?
Right. Well, I mean, if you call some of their offices, like Lindsey Graham is the senior senator of my state.
Right.
And when you call him and you say, why are you guys even letting them bring out certain gun control things? Why don't you just kill that? Why don't you just vote for cloture or something? I'll just kill it. Graham looks upon it as a fencing match. This is a chance to make everybody look bad with his superior intellect. It's like listening to Khan in Wrath of Khan with the superior intellect. And, you know, that kind of gamesmanship to me is very dangerous when you're talking policy. Policy should, and that's the other thing. It's like they're trying to be topical. They're trying to, you know, like we do media, right? So we have to be topical, and we have to do something every time we intend to do something. So we have to bring it every time. Politicians don't really have that much to bring.
Isn't that well? They can comment with some absurd soundbite on recent events. So, and you heard some of them as concealed carry legislation was discussed. You know, oh, we'll have more Las Vegas attacks.
Right.
You know, we'll have more, the sky will fall, cats and dogs will be sleeping together. The usual sky is falling silliness, but that works. All they have to—they don't have to make sense. They have to produce a convincing soundbite, get it played in their local news media outlets back home, and it says, "Hey, I care about you. I may be an idiot, but I care about you." And boom, that's as good as a campaign ad, isn't it, for them?
Right.
And because we don't dig deeper, because we don't read deeper into the news, and then call them, and then you know, call their offices and say, stop with the stupid already. We unfortunately are a bit like the characters described by Mark Twain. You know, we get the politicians we deserve, good and hard.
Yeah.
Ow. Ow. I didn't want it to end this way. Or what's the current phrase? That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Right.
Well, sadly, it kind of is.
Yeah, they, you know, as far as some of these guys are concerned, especially the I don't call them Democrats anymore. They're just communists to me.
Right.
Those when they were marking this up and everything, all of the stuff they were saying, they obviously missed the memo where people are actually double checking.
Yeah,
they're not taking at face value what anybody says anymore.
Uh huh.
Which is a win. I love it. And
yeah.
Some of the points they're making are just ridiculous. They're just ridiculous. And when they get out there and they say people carrying hidden guns, that's the way they see law-abiding citizens with permits.
And it drives you and I crazy. Now, Bill, let's talk about JT, your shooting buddy, right?
Yes, JT Albright, deputy sheriff.
We've got a bunch of boys. You know what that concealed carry permit is? It is a certified Boy Scout card. Look, no offense to the Eagle Scouts on there. That would be stolen valor on my part.
Right.
What I'm just trying to point out is that concealed carry holders are shockingly law-abiding.
Yes.
We're the cleanest of the... We have the FBI. I mean, the FBI has sworn that we're squeaky clean. And... Now, I admit, we don't have to go into legal jeopardy like police officers do every day. So it's we're not quite as virtuous as our record would say. We're I'll call ourselves cowardly. Police officers confront a lot of bad people who then will say, make up a lot of lies. But on face value, we don't get into legal scrapes. We don't do the wrong things with a gun. If you wanted to promote a safer society, you'd want everybody to go get their carry permit.
I think the armed society, which is truly the polite society, is actually a lot easier to exist in because we are not compelled, like law enforcement, to go after the issue.
Right.
And that means cops. While we're not, if we're not in a really good position on that moment, we can move around to a better position, wait for that moment, like that guy in that barbershop did in that that video shooting that we saw where the guy had his gun. He just acted like he was just another part of the victimhood there until it was time for him to pull his gun, and he did.
Right.
We don't have to. We're not in a position where we are forced into making errors, which sometimes law enforcement may unfortunately be put into.
Most law enforcement officers don't have the disengage option, you know, in their.
Yeah.
Whereas you and I, that's the biggest button in our option list.
Right.
You know, that's the first one we hit. All we want to do is get away.
All right. Rob Morse, you can find more of this these musings that he gives out on a constant basis at Self-Defense Gun Stories, at Polite Society Podcast, at Slow Facts WordPress Blog, where all of his writing originates. And then from there it goes to ClashDaily.com or Ammoland.com, all for you, all for your consideration. Just waiting on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking with James, excuse me, that's coming up next. Talking with Rob Morse. Gosh.
James Yeager? Who?
Yeah, James Yeager's coming on after you. We're going to discuss.
I'm the warm-up act for James Yeager?
No, you. This is your segment.
I know. Man, I'm going to claim it with pride, Bill.
Okay. So, what else have you got to warm us with then?
But before we jump into one last gun story, a quickie, you said something about our legislators that you really expected them to be brighter. And I would think, come on, guys, you just had a wake-up call where a bunch of you were shot in Alexandria, Virginia. You noticed how the rest of us lived, and here's a bill to fix it. And it doesn't have the political baggage of saying, oh, we're elitist. Here's a bill that just applies to us. Here's one that applies to everybody. Get it passed. Look like heroes. While you're also, oh, it applies to the states. How about you just add the words and territories? And you've covered your own backside now. Is this, Bill, that's not, it doesn't take a political genius to put that together, does it?
Well, apparently it does, because they're looking at it. And early on, when Trey Gowdy was new, I asked him if politics was a performance-based profession. He said, of course it is. Hmm. And, you know, to that end, you sit back and you wonder where the performance begins. Apparently, it's not based upon legislation.
Right.
Like, if you look at Maxine Waters, she has been in office for 27 years. She's passed three bills, and one of them was she has started and she has authored and started three bills and taken it all the way through to passage, and one of them was renaming a post office.
Yeah, I think Hillary Clinton's legislative record looks about the same.
I don't think it's that good. I know Obama's was not that good. Obama voted present a lot of his voting. So,
wow,
these guys, you know, when you're looking at them and you say to yourself, this is a moment where you could seize history. And you think these guys, you know, they're making $170,000, $180,000, $200,000 in leadership. And you would think they'd want to keep that job. And all they have to do is if they were to pass tax reform, repeal Obamacare, and pass national reciprocity, the margins, the margins increase. We retain control. Trump's going to sign all those things. The economy is booming. And no matter what they do, Trump's going to get reelected. So, you know.
But again, that's the new paradigm. And part of it was, you talked about earlier, you know, I catch a snippet of the news. My congressman doesn't sound very clever. I check it on a cell phone and go, what was my congressman drinking before he said that? We can check on them in ways we never could before.
Sure.
The internet has a very long memory. I think they're still playing the game of what do the big money interests need from me to give me the kickbacks I need to buy the campaign ads. I think they're still playing the old game, and it's changing under their feet. They haven't wised up yet. Just a guess. I mean, I'm trying to make sense of the performance we see.
Well, I mean, you see some of them, like Mulvaney, who's now, he was the budget director, and now he's hard in charge of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, or whatever they call that.
Right.
Mulvaney got elected not with ads. He got elected because people went door-to-door on him. In 2010... the Americans for Prosperity down in the Midlands of South Carolina, they didn't have the money to buy the ads, so they just went door to door. And he displaced the guy that had been in the House for 26 years.
That was supposed to be the model of the Tea Party until Rhino messed all over it and gave it a bad name. That frightened the Rhinos as much as it frightened the Democrats.
It did. But then this last time, Trump got out there. Now, Obama, right? When Obama was running the first time, he used text messages as a way to get mm-hmm. the sign up for his text message list. Trump just used Twitter.
Yep.
And Hillary Clinton spent $1.25 billion, and Trump spent $400 million.
Wow.
So that's she outspent him 3-1, and he won anyway.
Well, since we're doing the Las Vegas odds, Roy Moore, when he won his race against Luther Strange, that was the primary race, was outspent 15-1, and Roy Moore won. Wow.
Well, even with this stuff that's going on right now, I think he has a very good chance of winning right this minute, because what's happening with Alabama is Alabama's looking at Washington Post, they're looking at all these other things, saying, you know, Roy Moore has been public for 40 years. How come now that he's only when he's ascending, he was in the Supreme Court, he was a judge, all these other things. If you're a judge or in the Supreme Court and you've been, you know, a sexual predator, wouldn't this come up?
Exactly.
He's going to be a senator now. Let's talk about this.
Right. Remember when they came up with the faked military records for George Bush?
Yeah. So, I mean, the media and both of the politicians haven't figured out is that we're not listening no more.
I don't.
They're still doing the same game they've always done.
Yeah. I'm glad we have you to straighten this out. Good job.
I don't know that I get any credit for that one. I'm just doing my part as best I can. So the other thing about these guys is that what is stupefying to me is that you had 17 guys running for president on the Republican side.
Yep.
You had 16 guys that sounded like little carbon copies of each other. And you had Trump.
Right.
And for some reason, nobody says to themselves, you know, what he's doing is working. Look at how he's polling. Look at how I'm polling. And, let me spend a lot of money. Jeb Bush, $125 million. Right. He never polled over 4%.
Right. And yes. Wow.
So it's not about money, right? It's now about the message. The electorate gets it. The leftist electorate gets it. They're looking for the message to make some saps believe it, except a bunch of disaffected Obama voters voted for Trump as well because they voted with their wallets. So
right.
For those that don't understand what's going on, I'm not trained in this classically to know what's going on, and I know what's going on. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I think there is an upheaval in both political parties.
Yeah.
We're seeing their elites who are appealing to money interests. Remember when the Democrats used to be true populists? Look what they've done to alienate the working middle class, what they've done to alienate working union members. I mean, they killed car companies. They killed mining, manufacturing, farming and ranching in this country with the EPA. Wow. That used to be their reliable base. And they messed on it as they played to special interests. That I'm a political conservative, but that breaks my heart because I think the only thing that keeps the Republicans honest are the Democrats and vice versa. And if they both become corrupt to big money, wow, it's going to be really hard to find either of them be responsive to the people and what we need.
Yeah, it just when I'm looking at it, I just scratch my head. I swear, the special interest part of it, that's becoming sort of toxic too. And for those that are, you know, right now there's factions in Hungary that want to see George Soros hunted down.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I mean, it's becoming. All of these, as the left, they're always advocating for violence. They might just get some.
Well, let's before we go there, reason that they didn't, the reasons the Republicans didn't kill Obamacare when they had the chance is because there were all the moneyed interests in big pharma and big healthcare who were going, hey, remember all those campaign donations we made? Those stop if we have to go and compete again. And the sad part is they would rather buy politicians than work harder to earn your business and my business. That's some really sad news, and we don't have time to talk about it.
Yeah, I know. Find Rob Morse, Slow Facts WordPress blog, Ammo Land, ClashDaily.com, Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, Polite Society Podcast. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, you, me, an active shooter. James Jaeger joins us again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.